Welcome to Pain, Passion, and Purpose. I am your host, Shaquita Torres, where I share mental health education, biblical teachings, and tips to help you to heal on purpose so you can walk boldly in your God-given purpose. This podcast is sponsored by Empowered Purpose Academy, a certified online Christian academy where we provide services such as certification for Christian life coaches, mentorship for master's level aspiring and existing Christian therapists, mentorship for Christians, and continued education courses for the body of Christ. You can visit www.empoweredpurposeacademy.com to learn more and to download your free guide. If you like today's episode, please subscribe and leave us a raving review so that others can tap into the knowledge and wisdom that will be shared on this podcast. Thank you so much for being here. Hello, welcome to Facebook and to YouTube and to Instagram once again. You guys, welcome back to the replay. For those of you who will come back and watch this later, be sure to like, comment, and share. Be sure to get out pen and paper and take some notes, because today's going to be an awesome teaching on today. And so, as always, before I get into it, I do want to share with you guys some announcements. And also, my name is Shaquita Torres. I am a licensed therapist. I am God's prophet. I'm also, I wear many hats, you guys. Like, I do a lot of different things that God has called me to. But most importantly, I am a daughter of God. I love God with all my heart. My desire is to see God's people to be equipped and to heal on purpose, okay, for your purpose, all right? And so, like I said before, welcome back to the replay. I'll also post this too on my podcast this upcoming Sunday for those of you who like to actually just listen and not actually watch a video. And so my announcement is this. The very first thing is that I have a program, Certified Christian Life Coaches. If you're interested in that, you can visit www.firepurposeacademy.com to learn more about that. I also have a program I'm launching, relaunching again for those who are therapists who need mentorship and how to combine secular counseling with spiritual and biblical principles. Okay. If you are a Christian leader, I have a program that I'm actually working on that as well for emerging and existing Christian leaders, those who preferably who are in the fivefold ministry, who desire to learn, who desire to grow, who desire to have community. We're going to talk about so much in that particular mentorship group. And you guys, I'm just super excited about what God is doing in the season, not only for me, but also for the kingdom and for the body of Christ. Okay. And so just go to the academy, check out what I have to offer, go to my shop. I have so much information, resources, free and paid content for you guys to really get into. All right. And so I'm not going to go over all that in great detail this time, because I really want to make sure I cover a lot of points today that God has given me about this particular live today. As you guys know, I have been doing a series called Seize the Season. Seize the Season. God gave me this series back in May. And so today is number seven. This is the number seven, okay? And I'll go into a moment what it's about. But the Lord was just pretty much telling me back in May, he said, my children, my sons and my daughters are not clear about what season they are in. If they are, they become frustrated because it's like, what do I do in this season? How do I navigate this season? What happens in this season? And so much more. So I have all the replays up right now on my podcast. They're on YouTube. They're on Facebook. And some of them are also on Instagram too. Not all of them, but some of them on Instagram as well. And so before I get into it, I'll say a quick prayer, and then we'll go ahead and get into today's teaching. So Father, I just thank you right now for your word. Holy Spirit, just use me, God, however you see fit. Father, help me, God, to give the word to your people how you gave it to me. Holy Spirit, I ask you to go before me, speak through me, God, edify your people today, encourage them, Lord. God, just name I pray. Amen. All right, so quick prayer. So the recap is this, right? Definition of seed is that to take hold suddenly or forcibly, okay? take an opportunity or initiative eagerly and decisively. Okay. And so seize means to really take hold of the season that God has you in, and make sure that in that season you're getting everything you need in order to get to the next level. Okay. In your ministry, in your life, in your job, whatever it is, right? Take hold of that season. And so today we're going to be talking about the training season. This season has blessed me. All of them are great. All of them are really good, but this morning it hit different. I don't know, but it hit different. Uh-oh, you guys. Sorry, Instagram. I'm back. Sorry, you guys. Uh-oh, no. Don't do that. I have to edit this out. Okay. The Instagram, my phone was ringing. I don't know why it was ringing. So I'm going to stop and restart it on Instagram, okay? Give me 1 second. No. What happened? All right. Now, typically don't get phone calls around this time, but let's go back in Instagram. Let's go back in. All right, go live. Hey, Instagram, I'm back. So sorry about that, you guys. My phone was ringing. Typically, I have it on airplane mode, but hopefully they won't call back, okay? So, but anywho, like I was saying before, you guys, about seize the season. Today, we're going to be talking about the season of training, okay? Welcome back, you guys. Sorry for you all who got knocked off the live. Sorry about that. And so today, so season one was about infant stage. Part two was the pruning phase. Part three was the healing phase. Part four was the testing season. Part five was reconciliation season. And then part six was preparation and resting season. So God had me teach two in one on last week about the different seasons. And so today we're talking about the season of training, okay? So the definition of training is the process of increasing the knowledge and skills of an employee for doing a particular job. It seeks to improve the job performance and work behavior of those trained, okay? This is the worldly definition of training, okay? For me, as I'm reading scripture, the training is definitely done in the natural, in the word of God, but more so it's done so in the spirit more than anything, okay? And so some other words that also means training is teaching, education, schooling, instruction, tutoring, preparation, okay, development, conditioning, coaching, cultivation, improvement, higher education, higher learning, guidance, direction, readying, nurturing, and edification, okay? So these are other words that also means training. And so remember in part one, two, and three of this series so far, you know, God began to minister to me and say, compare our journey in our life to a tree, okay? Compare your journey to your life and compare it to a tree, okay? And so today is no different. And so, of course, some of you guys may have heard this before, you may have not, but you can definitely train trees to grow in a specific direction. And so I knew that, but I never actually went and did an actual study on how trees are being trained. And so I want to share with you, right, really quickly what I learned thus far about how trees are trained. It's a whole article. You can Google it right now. How are trees being trained to grow properly? Okay. Training is needed for you to grow and excel properly. Okay. And so a tree, you guys, like, it is very vigorous, okay? You have to have, like, the right soil. You have to have the right tools. You have to have, like, stakes in the ground. You have to have, like, ropes and things to kind of, like, get that tree to be anchored just right in order for it to grow straight. Because what happens is as the tree begins to grow, it can kind of lean to the left or to the right. And it can also have, like, you know, branches that are broken on it, things that need to be corrected for it to grow healthy. And to grow the way it is supposed to grow, okay? And so the same thing goes for us. Our training is vigorous, you guys. If you are a believer, a child of God, and you know God's calling you to do great things, whether in your career, whether it's in ministry, business, whatever God has called you to, you're going to go through training, okay? And of course, you can go through training at any given time. But I was saying before in part one of this particular series, right, you go through like a very intense training at first, right? I think about myself, right, going to school. Me going to school to get my master's degree, I had to go through a vigorous training. But once I, you know, finished school, I had to continue to grow, continue to learn, continue to train, right? But in that first phase, right here today, right, you're going to have to, like, go through a vigorous training to lay a good, strong, steady foundation. Okay? You hear me? Good foundation. So I went to the Word of God. So this morning, y'all, like, I honestly did not know where it was, where I was going today. I woke up. I said, okay, God, today is Thursday. Okay, we'll be going with this series today. He said training season immediately. He begins to minister to me about it immediately. And I begin to go to the Word of God. And I'm like, okay, God, show me in scripture who are the people I can pull from to help drive these points home for your people. And he gave them to me. And so today we're going to go over five different areas of training that God put on my spirit to talk about today. And the Word of God is full of training seasons. You guys, you look at people's lives and their walk with God. They went through vigorous training for them to truly be excellent leaders in ministry and in the body of Christ. So the very first person that came to my mind was Samuel. Samuel came to my mind first. And the first thing that, you know, I heard was training for Samuel to really understand how to hear God's voice. You hear me? How to hear God's voice. Okay. And so I went to scripture. If you go to 1 Samuel chapter 3 and verse 1, it talks about how Samuel first heard God's voice. It was just so funny to me. And so if you look here, it talked about how Samuel was like, he was asleep. And like during this time, you know, he was serving under Eli. Eli was his mentor, his advisor, his teacher, right? He was training up Samuel. Samuel, I'm sure, didn't really fully realize who he was at this point. And so he was asleep, but Eli was asleep as well. Now, I'm not going to read the whole thing today for time's sake. If you go back and read 1 Samuel chapter 3, you can see it. It's very clear and easy to understand. And God had called Samuel's name like four different times. And he kept saying, Eli, did you call me? Eli, did you call me, Eli? Eli said, no, I didn't call you, son. He asked him again. I think the fourth time he said, oh, Eli said, you need to ask God, you know, ask God. Okay, God, here I am, God. I'm listening. Your servant is listening. And so when Samuel heard his name being called again by God, he then, you know, he asked God that question. And then God began to speak to him and give him a prophecy, okay, about what was to come. And literally that was like commissioning him already into who he was calling him to be, right? Samuel has a very important role in the Bible. It's so good, y'all. It's so good. I've been reading about King Saul more and David more and the relationship between them and also how Samuel played a very important role with them as well. So go back and read that too when you get a chance. And so Samuel gave the word to Eli. At first, he was scared to give it to him because the word was to correct Eli and to let him know, okay, your sons are going to receive punishment. Your children have been disobedient. Your children have dishonored me, right? And so, you know, God reminded me of the very first time I actually heard him audibly, all right? So, of course, you know, you can hear God in so many different ways, you guys, like through dreams, which is like when you're asleep. You can have open visions, right? When God's speaking to you and showing you things like to come or to about yourself or other people. He talks to you through the word of God, through the Holy Spirit, through music, through other people, through your five. God, he talks in so many different ways. I can't even get into all that right now. It's just a lot. Prayerfully, one day as God leads me, I would do a more in-depth teaching on that and what that looks like. And God speaks to us in different ways. And for some people, it can be stronger in one area than the other. But as you continue to grow and learn God's voice, he will start diversifying, right, the ways that he communicates to you. Okay. And it's different. Y'all have, it's different. Okay. It's amazing. It's beautiful. And so in this season right here of like hearing, like, you know, hearing God's voice, God might tell you something like, okay, I need for you to go right, or I need for you to go left. Let me give you an example. And so my husband, I remember he said, man, like when I first got saved, like God would like give him small, simple things to do. Like, okay, when you go home from work today, I want you to make a left, right? Or I want you to go right. Or I want you to go this way to, you know, and he never understood why, but he would just do it. And then when he would get home and look at the news, he would see it was a car accident there or something going on there. And so that's like one of the ways that God trained my husband on how to hear his voice in a small little thing. That was Samuel, this one's small. I mean, it was big. It was big, you guys, okay? And then also for myself, as I was saying before, back in 08, when I first gave my life to Christ, I remember, you know, I was in ministry, kind of like with Eli. I mean, I was Samuel here with Eli. I had a mentor. I had someone that I loved and looked up to greatly. And I was in ministry. It was beautiful. I heard the Holy Spirit, like, you know, unction in me. But I had not quite heard God's voice for myself, like in a very, in like kind of like what Samuel did, what Samuel experienced, right? I never forget, I was laying in bed. It was late at night. It was just me at this point, you know, my husband at the time, we were just dating. He was like, you know, in the military. He wasn't here locally, right? But anywho, so I kept hearing Shakita. Like, wait a minute now. I know I ain't crazy. I know I'm not crazy, okay? And I kept hearing Shakita, and I was like, oh, my God. And I was like, God, is that you? Right? And it was like, so I ended up calling my man. It was late, like midnight. I'm like, I keep hearing a voice telling me to get up and, like, go to the bathroom. And she was like, okay, well, do it. It's God speaking to you. And I was like, y'all, I was looking up at the ceiling, looking around, like, I know I'm not crazy. And so hearing God's voice distinctively, it is different. It's a different experience. So now that I'm older, not older as far as my year, but older in my maturity and my relationship with God, right? I hear him on a deeper level. I've had so many encounters with him where I know when it's God himself speaking to me or just the Holy Spirit, it is a difference, you guys. Some of you guys might not believe that, but it is a difference, okay? And so God wants to cultivate you hearing his voice because it is the foundation for where he wants to take you. Okay, how can you really follow the leading of the Holy Spirit if you don't know how he's speaking to you and what he's saying to you? And so it's so important to know that. And so Samuel ministry, you know, started there for the most part, began to take off because he was hearing God's voice and he's also obeying what God was telling him to do. Okay, so that's one thing that happens in the training, okay? The next one here is God could be training you in spiritual warfare, okay? Spiritual warfare. In this season, in this particular area, God is building up your muscles and teaching you how to pray. This is very intense, y'all. This is very intense, okay? And immediately I begin to think about David. I begin to think about King David. And I begin to look it up, and I went to Psalms 144, 1-2, which says, blessed be the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle, my loving kindness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield and the one whom I take refuge, who subdues my people under me. And so, you know, as you guys know, David was a psalmist. He wrote songs. He wrote like poetry in a sense, right? He poured out his heart to God like over and over and over and over again, you guys, because he was going through so much. What? Spiritual warfare. King, y'all, As I said before, I've been studying King Saul and David's, you know, dynamic for a couple of weeks now, even sharing it with my husband and my daughters as well. Like, they've been getting a lot out of it too. And it's just amazing to me, like, King Saul tried to kill David, I know, at least 7 or 8 times in scripture, y'all. That's a lie. And David loved Saul. King Saul. David honored King Saul. And David wanted the very best for him. So he was hurt. He was disappointed. And he was running for his life because he was trying to kill David. And so you have to think, like, he was in a distress at this time. He's like, God, like, give me strategy. God, help me. He was crying out to God to teach him how to war, to teach him how to fight. And as you guys know, David is a warrior. He won many battles. But that came through what? That came through training. Before he killed Goliath, he killed other things like bears. Okay. Okay. And so David also went through this vigorous season of training in different areas, y'all. His character had to be developed for him to, in order for him to be king. Okay. And so, you know, God, once again, he took me back to, you know, a season. Like, I remember my biggest season of warfare for me was around 2012, 2013, 2014 in those years, y'all. It was very difficult because I would get attacked, not just from people in the natural, but in the spirit, y'all, by real bona fide demons trying to choke me out. And I'm like, God, what have I done? God, what is going on? Like, why am I going through all this warfare, right? And Lord began to say, he said, I am training you. And I'm like, okay, all right, God, like, I don't understand. At this time, I'm still like a baby, honestly, in Christ, still a baby, you know, still learning, right? And I'm training you for war. And I'm like, ooh, okay, Lord, well, I don't know what that looks like. Well, I don't know what you mean by that, but okay. And so, but in that, I also found peace because I asked God a question about it and he answered me. So if you are going through a season of warfare, you need to ask God, why am I going through warfare? And so let me tell you something about warfare. One thing that you should not boast about is being in warfare. I see so many believers who always post about, I'm in warfare. And I just like, it's like they relish in it, or it gives them like pride, and it makes them feel like they're so important. Y'all, warfare is gruesome. Warfare is not fun, okay? I don't wish that on my worst enemy, okay? And so, you know, begin to ask God, right? And every, you see, if you're in warfare all the time, something ain't right. I'm sorry. It's just not. Never in my walk with God since 08 have I been in warfare consistently, like nonstop, y'all. That's not normal, okay? That's not normal at all. You need to ask yourself, okay, what am I doing? Where am I out of order at? First and foremost, ask God that question. Second of all, you need to make sure that, you know, you ask God, why am I going through this? And he will, I promise y'all, there has not been a question I have not asked God that he has not answered me. I might not get the answer right then and there, but eventually God would give me the answer as to why I'm going through warfare. Okay. And so, of course, you know, the enemy is strong, y'all. Okay. We cannot conquer the enemy in our own strength, period. We cannot. We need God. We need God to be Jehovah Gabor in our lives, right? There is periods of rest that you go through. And so when I know that, you know, I'm resting, I'm like, whoo, God, thank God I'm resting. I ain't got to be fighting this season too much, you know? And so, but whenever I do get ready to go warfare again, I'm not asking for it. I'm not looking for it, right? I'm asking God, okay, God, how should I respond? God, am I out of order? God, show me if I might connect it to people who is bringing on this warfare. Is there people who are wishing harm against me? Is there people speaking against me and my family, right? And I've experienced warfare in a variety of ways, through my body, through headaches, through migraines, through people, right? Through my enemies, God, and all the above, right? But I was like David, asking God, God, teach me, Lord. God, teach my hands how to war. And you cannot war in the flesh. You have to war in the spirit, okay? And when you war in the spirit, you come before God and you're praying, right? In prayer, God will give you strategy. He will tell you exactly what to do. He might say, you know, I want you to do A, B, C, or D. He might say, just stand. I want you to just stand and endure, okay? It's because you're going through a trial and a test right now, right? But the spiritual warfare is producing something in you. It's producing, you know, teaching you how to fight for one. For two, it's like that patience and perseverance and endurance in your character, right? It's something that God is doing in your life to prepare you, okay? So you could be going through a season of training, but under that warfare category. Okay. So here's a scripture. All right. Ephesians chapter 6 and 12 says this: "But we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over the present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places." All right. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 through 5. For though we walk in the flesh, we are not waging war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but have divine power to destroy strongholds, right? And so, you know, once again, you're not fighting flesh to flesh, right? When you begin to encounter things in your life, with on your job, with friendships, with family, your first strategy should be going to prayer. Okay, going to prayer, and God, he will tell y'all, he'll talk to you. Okay. So that's the second one, spiritual warfare, right? It's your training ground. The next one here is training and understanding the word of God. This made me think of Timothy immediately. So if you go to 2 Timothy verse chapter 1, verse 5, it says here, Timothy had the benefit of being taught the faith of God by his mother and grandmother. Okay. And so Paul reminded him, "I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, Timothy, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lewis and your mother Eunice. And I am persuaded it is in you also." And so what Paul was saying to him was that, I know you know, you've had great mentorship. I know you've had good training. I know you've had good teaching when it comes to the word of God, like having that foundation from his mom and from his aunt, I believe. Okay. Grandmother and his aunt and his mother. And so Paul was a mentor to Timothy, and he taught Timothy how to really lead God's people in church, y'all. First Timothy is a very short chapter. It's two chapters on Timothy. They're so good. I read both of them in depth. They're so, so, so good. Timothy was young, okay? But guess what? He was mighty when it came to the word of God, how to disciple God's people, right? So God's calling you to teach and to disciple his people, you have to go through this vigorous training of being in your word and having that strong foundation. This is how God taught me how to really incorporate therapy and counseling along with, you know, biblical principles, along with the spirit, right? And so when you are spending time in God's word, right, God will begin to teach you how to teach other people. It will come out of you naturally. And for Timothy, it came out of him naturally. It really did, because he had a really great foundation from his family and from Apostle Paul, okay? So that's training and understanding the word of God, okay? The next one here, the fourth one I have here, is training your flesh. Training your flesh, y'all. That is hard and it is not fun. Okay. Depending on the areas where God is trying to help you to have more discipline in, is your flesh. Okay. In order to be more effective and to be promoted by God, you have to have discipline in your flesh. Okay, let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 24. This is Paul writing a letter to the church of Corinth saying this: "Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain it. Every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we are imperishable. So I do not run aimlessly. I do not box as one beating the air, but I discipline my body and keep it under control, least after preaching to others, I myself should be disqualified." What he's saying is that if I don't keep my flesh and keep my stuff under control, under the leading of the Holy Spirit, right, I can become disqualified from teaching God's people. That's what he's saying, pretty much. And so I'm not going to go into great detail about the works of the flesh, right? That's a whole different teaching, you know, all by itself. But what you really want to focus on here is the fruit of the spirit, right? Once again, going back to the tree, right? The tree goes through a vigorous growth process, okay? And in order for it to produce fruit, it's vigorous. Think about it. So far, I went over 7 different seasons, you guys, okay? And they all have been compared to a tree. Okay. And so, in order for you to fully reach maturity in Christ, not perfection, but maturity. Maturity and perfection is not the same thing. God is not asking us to be perfect, but he's asking us to lay down every single weight that beseeches. Meaning, right, if you're struggling with an area, submit it to God. Now, God is patient. Love it. God is kind. I remember whenever I went through my whole healing journey myself, right, there were some things I had a really, really, really hard time letting go of. I had a hard time growing in certain areas, so I had to keep submitting it to God. I would cry out to God over and over and over again until that thing finally broke, you guys. And so that's how you produce fruit. You have to work to produce fruit in your life. The fruit is not handed to you, right? The other day I was showing a client I had, you know, for coaching about, you know, the fruit of the spirit and the gifts of the spirit. The gifts of the spirit definitely needs to be cultivated, right? But honestly, it's not as hard to do as it is for you to cultivate the fruit of the spirit. The fruit of the spirit takes dying to your flesh. The fruit of the spirit takes you, you know, going to God time and time again. And like, as you're working on that, you will begin to see your fruit on your tree blossom. You know, some trees begin to produce fruit and blossom sooner than what we think because they're so healthy. So the healthier your relationship is with God and the more submitted to you are to him in your different, my God, this is so good. This is what's coming to me now. And the more you surrender, you know, everything to him in every single season, you begin to produce fruit faster. Let me give you an example. So I've definitely seen believers who have been in ministry for 20, 30 years, y'all, and walking with God. Well, I want to say, I don't know about that, walking with God. They walking in the old place sometimes too, for sure. And they're so stagnant and they're immature and they're bitter. And I'm like, God, what happened to them? I'm like, they've been walking with you supposed to for the past like 20 or 30 years. And I do not see the fruit of the spirit on them. Rarely, hardly at all, right? But then you have some people who have been in ministry maybe 5 years, 6 years, that, you know, they still would call, be considered like young in the faith, but like they're so mature and they're wise because you know why? They are submitted. They are submitted to the process. They're submitted to God. And the more you submit to God, you will see growth happen in your life a lot faster. Just to be honest, okay? So training your flesh, right, is what God is doing in the training season. That's number four, all right? Number five, the final one I will go over today, is educational training, you guys. And so, as I said earlier, you know, I'm a therapist. I had to go through a vigorous training. They have a good, solid foundation about being a therapy. I'm also a life coach. I went through training for that too, as well. Now I provide training because I have allowed God and I allow myself to be perfected in my craft by engaging in training, y'all. Training. I don't know. I don't see as much as I used to now as I did over, you know, years ago. But like, I hear people say, well, God's calling me to do X, Y, Z. And I'm like, well, have you taken out time to research? Have you taken out time to, you know, go back to school? Is God telling you to go back to school? Right? Are you like getting what you need in order for you to really like learn that particular craft God's calling you to? And they're like, well, no. I'm like, what are you waiting for? Right? Go ahead and do it so you can go ahead and get to the next level where God wants to take you. Okay. And so I looked at scripture, y'all. And y'all, I did not know. Okay, it says here that it was implied that Paul had some formal education as well. So Apostle Paul also had went through vigorous training from a highly sought off doctor who is respected and sought after by many, named Gamaliel. Hopefully I'm saying it correctly, you guys. Okay. And so that's in Acts chapter 22. And he sat at his feet and he learned a lot from him, you know, about ministry and other areas as well. Okay. And so Apostle Paul didn't just become an apostle overnight. He went through training spiritually and he actually went and he received training from someone who had what he needed. And so whatever it is that God's calling you to do, right? Like, just don't just hop out there and just, you know, start doing stuff. Make sure Sorry, Instagram pausing me again. There we go. Make sure that you are doing your part. Ask God to lead you into what you should do during your educational training season. It's so important. There's some rooms and some doors that you will not be able to enter if you don't get the proper training that you need. You just won't be able to. And will it be easy? No. I'm not gonna sit here and say that it has not been easy for me. Okay. It is not. Okay. and so you do have to embrace that process. So I want to go to some of you guys' comments here real quick on Instagram. You have a comment, but I didn't want to stop and interrupt with the teaching. It was so good. I wanted to get the word out. So let me go here. See what you guys are saying. So come on, it's definitely worth for me. Yes, come on, in him coaching. Come on now. Yes. Yes, at T. So yes, God is calling me to go back to school to get my master's in Christian counseling. Absolutely. Go back, Paula. Go back. I'm telling you, I released a word earlier this week, the last week of this week. God, time going by so fast, where the Lord gave me a word about, you know, encourage you guys to go back because what's ahead, y'all? I'll be about to hit another crisis. And, you know, during the pandemic, mental health was so prevalent and it still is. People are still recovering from the pandemic. And a lot of therapists, you guys are tired. They're burnt out. And good therapists, too. And so we need more people to, like, raise up, all right, and follow the call on their lives, right? I also have a mentorship program for those who want to learn how to combine spiritual theology, biblical, you know, teaching with secular counseling. I have a lot of training and certifications, okay? You can check it out when you get a chance. Also, if you want to be a certified Christian life coach, I also offer that. My community is growing. They are learning so much in the program. And so, yes, go back. Like, don't be. I think the biggest thing people can be fearful of starting is it's number one, like, oh, am I, you know, will I be able to finish, right? Will I have the time, right? Like, whatever God's calling you to, you guys, he is going to grace you to finish. Okay, he's gonna grace you for that, you guys. And there's so much, it's so much God wants to do in the area of mental health. It really does. He really does, you guys. So please answer the call and start. That's it. Okay, this live is meant for me, indeed. Yes, praise God. I'm coaching that part. Yes, God will reveal good teaching, wise words. Thank you so much. See here. Thank you for such fabulous teaching. Yes, you're so welcome. And you guys, this morning, like I said, and I woke up, I was like, okay, Lord, like 6:30 in the morning. I didn't go to the gym this morning, so I wasn't up extra early like I normally am. I need to rest my body. And I'm like, all right, Lord. And Lord was like, yeah, they're waiting for you. You need to go ahead and get together and prepare to teach today. I'm like, okay, God. And so he began to give me this teaching about the training season. And so, as I said before, thank you guys so much for watching. It is an honor. It is a joy to teach God's word. My love for teaching came from a place of desperation because I myself have been, you know, have been deceived by many people. I have been deceived by those in leadership. And the only way for me to combat deception was to learn the word of God for myself. And so I began to study the word of God for Shakita, right? And like for me, I began to get in the word. I said, God, above all my gifts, God, I said, make me a teacher. I want to be a teacher of your word because this is what sustains us. Yes, I know I'm God's, you know, prophet. I'm God's mouthpiece, right? Like I belong to him. Okay. He owns my voice. Okay. But what I'm saying too, in addition to that, is that teaching, I would teach any day and prophesy, to be honest. Okay. I really would, because I understand the depths of the word of God and how it can save your life. The word of God saved my life. It has helped me to avoid many, many pitfalls in ministry as well. So thank you guys so much for listening. I don't know everything. I learn something new about the word of God every week, almost every day, because it's so meaty. The word of God is like a river. It's an ongoing thing where you get constant revelation because the word of God is just so rich, y'all. Okay, it is sharp. Okay, it is sharp. Okay. And so I'm going to go ahead and just say a prayer. If you guys have any other questions while I'm up here, please feel free to put that up here. So I'm in prayer for my further education, divine strategy, and right connection. Thank you for this. You're so welcome. And thank you so much for watching. Thank you so much for watching. And so, Holy Spirit, I just thank you right now for your word, God. God, I pray, God, that your people are learning and understanding how to seize their season. Father, give them eyes to see at a deeper level. Father, give them eyes to see, God, and hear, God, what you are saying to them, Lord. Holy Spirit, I ask you, God, to silence every voice, God. Every voice that's coming in to cause any confusion, any hindering spirits, God, any spirits that are trying to distract them from their purpose and call on their lives, Father. Father, I hope that, God, they're able to see that, God, you want to get something to them and not take away things, God, that they think they need. And so, Holy Spirit, help us to see that, God, you are trying to prune us and trying to train us, Lord God, for the call of call on our lives. And so, Father, I ask you, God, even for those who are thinking about going back to school or being called to go back to school, God, God, give them strength, God, give them courage, and give them confidence, Lord. And so, Holy Spirit, I just thank you for your word today. I release blessings upon them, Lord. I just name my prayer. Amen and amen. So, as I was praying, right, real quickly, y'all, I heard the Lord say, he said, confidence. Some of you guys are lacking the confidence to go back to school. And even now, he's telling me to, like, share my testimony about confidence when it comes to not, you know, with ministry, but also, more importantly, with school. So, I remember when I was in my master's program to be a therapist, y'all, I felt so slow. I did. I said, Lord, this is a lot. Like, at this time, actually, I was pregnant with my oldest daughter. My husband during the time was over. He was, you know, in a different state working. I was overwhelmed a little bit. And I remember, I'm like, God, like, I'm having a hard time, like, understanding some of this material, y'all. Because to be honest, a lot of these programs, sometimes they don't do a great job at, like, meeting you where you are when it comes to how you understand things. I'm very aware of that, for sure. And people in my classroom are, like, just getting it. And God began to show me. He said, but you have good people skills. You love my people, for one. And for two, I'm calling you to this, right? So he said, I want you to keep going. As you keep going, as you keep walking out in faith, he said, I will continue to give you insight. I will continue to, you know, give you revelation of what you are learning. And after a while, it will make sense to you. And so for me, that's what happened. The more I continue to pursue, you know, my education and learn, you guys, I begin to understand things, like, by and by, right? But it took me walking out in faith in order for me to understand, you know, well, you know, understand therapy, you know, from a clinical point of view. Okay. But at this point, I already had a relationship with God. I heard God's voice, right? But I was learning how to be a counselor and a therapist. Okay. When it comes to confidence, the word of God, y'all, no one has built my confidence but God. Nobody. Okay. So the more you boast on God, and the more you do your work to heal, the more you do your work to deal with rejection and to deal with imposter syndrome, the further you will go in your ministry and your calling. Okay, so I wanted to share that with you guys, what God put on my heart to share with those of you who are struggling with going back to school or in school and are struggling to understand what it is that you are pursuing that God put in your heart, okay? So that's all I have for you guys. Thank you guys so much for watching. However the Lord leads me, I continue to be up here, and I'll be posting, like, little clippets here and there from my previous lives about season to season, all right? I will see you guys next time, and have a great rest of your day. Blessings to you, in Him Coach. Thank you so much for watching. And thank you to Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube for coming on as well. And I will see you guys next time. All right, bye. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. Our prayer is that this podcast episode has blessed you. Don't forget to go and subscribe and leave us a raving review. If you would like to sow into this ministry or to this podcast, Pain, Passion, and Purpose, you can do so at anchor.fm/Pain, Passion, and Purpose or Cash App $Shakita Torres. Thank you so much, and I will talk to you next time.